Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
You know me, Woods. I like to downplay things a little bit.
Yes.
But let's be honest. This feels like a really big day and a big weekend in San Diego. I think next weekend.
It's a big month, man.
Going to feel really big, too. And you can't really deny it when the Padres and the Dodgers meet. It's always huge. But meeting in a showdown for first place this late in the season, haven't seen something like this in 15 years in America's finest city. So I'd imagine that things are very exciting at Petco Park, and joining us right now on a Friar Friday to talk all about it, the CEO of the San Diego Padres, Eric Grubner, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Eric. How excited is the building there right now?
It's shaking, boys. We're ready. We got 41 to go, and there's going to be some special moments here at Petco Park down the stretch and into the postseason, so it's a great time to be a Padres fan.
You know, Eric, there's been so many special moments over the last few years. We've talked about it on our program a lot. You guys have delivered a lot of special moments, and obviously the big one, right? That's the one that everybody wants. And, you know, last year certainly got close. This year certainly feels close. I know there's a lot of games to go. Nobody's patting themselves on the back yet, but for you guys, how hard is it for you, the CEO, to stay kind of in the moment with what's going on in just the next 10 days or so, and then also having to look towards, you know, next year in the future?
Yeah, I think it's always a balanced view as we look out over the coming years. And really, you know, and I said this, and I know you played a little bit of a clip a moment ago from spring training, but, you know, nothing's changed. We are pursuing a strategy over an extended period of years where our plan is to consistently play playoff and hopefully championship caliber baseball. This isn't a one and done approach. It never has been. It's about building something sustainable for the long term around a talented core of veteran players that we've committed to and locked up for the long term, and then continually adding pieces around that core that in the aggregate can, you know, produce a championship for San Diego. That's what we're here to do. That's what we're going to continue to do for years to come. And it's just really, I think, edifying to be at this point in the season. You know, AJ had an outstanding trade deadline, you know, we feel really good about the reinforcements that we brought in, the way we've rounded out the roster. We feel like with 41 to go and a postseason after that, you know, we've got as good of an opportunity this season as we've had in the last 15 years, as you mentioned, to go win a World Series championship. And now we got to stay healthy. You know, we'll continue to get our support that we get from our fans, which is just unbelievable at Petco Park. And they're the unsung heroes. I mean, that our fan base is what has allowed us to consistently pursue a championship in this market. But for their consistent support, we couldn't be at the payroll level that we've been at, that we continue to be at, top 10 payroll in baseball, which gives us a legitimate shot year in and year out to win a championship. So all thanks to our fans, and we're incredibly grateful for them. We're going to need them down the stretch more than ever. We're going to need them at Petco Park, especially with these, you know, key division games against the Dodgers and the Giants coming up. You know, we need them in their seats, bringing that energy that our team feeds off of. And I know they're going to do that. We can count on them, and you know, we're just incredibly grateful.
Yeah, I don't think that's even a concern. I mean, people are just rabid. We see it in our chat every day. We see it on the phone lines. We see it in the streets. I mean, people are rabid for this team. And I wanted to ask you about your general manager, because you talked about the trade deadline he had. Peel the curtain back, if you could, like your role in that, you know, 5-6 days, you know, and I know it goes on longer than that, but your role in that, do you just kind of sit back with your arms crossed and say, let this guy do his thing? I mean, what does it look like when he is putting those deals together that day? Because it was frenetic, to say the least.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think I get the privilege and the opportunity to be a part of the decision making process and really sit behind the scenes in the days that lead up to what eventually becomes known publicly. So it felt frenetic. I think AJ has spoken a bit about this, but several days before the deadline, we really had those trades all lined up.
Yeah.
Now, things, I've been in that room, for over a decade now, and things don't always go to plan. It's a competitive business. You've got other teams that are trying to oftentimes acquire the same player that you're trying to acquire in a trade. And so you don't really ever know until it's done. You've got medical review. Sometimes things can come up in medical review that change the deal, and you have to figure out how to get over that issue. So it's never done until it's done. But I think what AJ did really a masterful job of was lining up sequentially multiple trades. And so when it came time to execute, that's just the culmination of days, weeks of effort. Our pro scouting, advanced scouting group that was out watching a lot of those players in the weeks leading up to the deadline, a lot of discussion. There was a seminal moment the day before the deadline with John Seidler, AJ, and myself out on the patio outside of the auditorium where we meet for the war room. And AJ walked us through, here's how it's going to come together, and this is what we're looking to do. And there was a gut check moment that involved, the decision on Leo DeVries. And that's not an easy decision to make for any organization. But to the credit of John Seidler and AJ, and I was supportive as well when my opinion came time to voice it, was, look, we're in it to win it, and we want a championship, and we want it this year. And we believe that AJ and his team can continue to replenish our farm system as they've done year in and year out. And for the focus on a championship, you got to put your money where your mouth is. And sometimes that means parting ways with a top prospect to get back the types of depth and complementary pieces that you saw us add at the deadline. So we let AJ cook. He's gotten better every year as he's been in that chair. And, he has really a tremendous skill set when it comes to creatively putting together trades. He's got a great team around him. But, there needed to be sign-off at the top, and that sign-off came. And it came in unity and focus on winning a championship.
I'll admit, Eric, as the trades were coming kind of down one by one, I think both of us were going like, I don't know about this.
Of course.
What are they doing? But then when you see them all as a whole, and I think it was so important now, learned a little bit more about Freddie Fermin and knowing, the control and the idea that he'll be here for years to come, that Ramon Laureano, you could pick up an option on him and bring him back next year. And it all started to kind of come together. And how important was it in that decision-making process, knowing it wasn't just, just for 2 months that some of these players, many of them acquired, Mason Miller, were going to be part of what you believe to be competitive teams for the next 1, 2, 3, 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge criteria in the decision. And, to your earlier question about our focus, we're all in on winning a championship this year. We're going to be all in on trying to win a championship next year as well. And to do that, you have to have players under control, complementary pieces to that veteran core that I mentioned a while ago that, we committed to over a period of years. And so, you look at Freddie Fermin, he's a guy that, we really like and we've liked for quite some time and, was sort of stuck behind Salvador Perez in Kansas City. And, he's a great game caller who really controls the running game well, about as well as any catcher in baseball. He can really catch and throw. But he's also, he's also a weapon at the plate. And, you look at what he's done since he's joined us, relatively small sample size, but I think you've seen consistently good at-bats. He's batting .355 with nearly a .900 OPS since he's joined us. Then you look at Ramon Laureano, who you mentioned, we've got a couple of club options on him that you would really look quite attractive right now based on the way he's been playing for the Padres. and, you know, Ryan O'Hearn, a couple of great depth pieces. But Laureano has just been raking. I mean, hitting 333 with a 400 on base percentage and over 1,000 OPS since the trade. You know, I think you've seen his left field defense really round out what is one of the most skilled outfield defensive cores in baseball with Tatis in right and Jackson in center and now Laureano in left. His ability to catch and throw the ball within like a second is unbelievable. I don't know that I've ever seen a guy like no crow hop, right? Like he catches the ball in one movement, turns around, and it's back into the infield. So, you know, huge defensive upgrade there. And then, as you mentioned, Mason Miller. I mean, to have 4 years of control for Mason Miller, you know, really a guy at the back end of the bullpen who's just a strikeout machine and elite and electric. I mean, to have both he and Suarez at the back end of the bullpen shortens the game along with the rest of the bullpen in a way that you have to in modern playoff baseball, right? You know, your starter's probably not going to go more than four or five innings. Certainly probably not going to see a lineup a third time through. You got to get to your bullpen. And as we did last year, building a super pen with Tanner Scott and others that we acquired, Jason Adam, you know, you can never have too good of a bullpen when the postseason rolls around. So feel really good about where we're at there. And, you know, feel really good about the years of control we have on a number of those guys. So, you know, couldn't be happier with where we sit right now with the trade deadline and how it's played out. But, you know, we got to keep playing baseball at the level that we've been at. We got 41 games to go. We got an incredible home field advantage when it comes to playing at Petco Park. Could not be in a better spot, but that doesn't guarantee anything. We got to go out and get it. We got to take it. It's not going to be given to us.
Talking to Eric Grubner, and Eric, I have no idea if you can answer any of this, but after the news we got yesterday, I'm sure Mike Schilt will address it. Can you say anything about Michael King and the injured list, the knee injury, anything that you can update for our Tier 1 listeners?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of the discussion you guys were having earlier, and, you know, there certainly are sometimes moves made across the league that cause you to scratch your head a little bit where it feels like, you know, there might be a player who's put on the IL, you know, strategically and not necessarily because, you know, he's as limited physically as they might indicate. That is not what's going on here. Unfortunately, you know, cartilage issue in the knee with Michael that really acted up in the last few days and swelled up on him. The good news is, you know, there's not structural damage in a way where, you know, we think he's going to be limited once he comes back. It's just getting the knee to calm down, you know, getting some of that extra fluid out of there. And then, you know, we feel confident that at least as to the knee, he's going to be in a really good spot to return when the IL stint is done. So it is a knee. It was unfortunate for him to have a setback after, you know, what he dealt with this year. But on the whole, it's the best possible version of what that injury could have been. And we feel confident he's going to come back strong and be ready to contribute down the stretch because we're going to need him.
You know, Eric, there's always the great unknown with anything in life, and baseball's no different. You know, the rumors of the lockout and the work stoppage potentially coming. And, you know, listen, this is high level stuff. It's way out of my lane. But for you guys having to potentially prepare for things like that, does that hinder for you, you know, your ability to move forward as a CEO? Like, I've got a couple people asking, like, hey, is there any update on a Padres TV deal? You know, those things, they're tough to come by, number one, these days. But, how does that hinder you knowing, hey, we have this kind of large looming issue that's out there? Does that need to be resolved first, or how does that work?
Yeah, you know, I do see that commentary from time to time, you know, the question asked of, when are we going to get a TV deal? We have a TV deal. We have a TV deal with MLB Media, and we are generating, I promise this to the fans, we are generating the maximum possible revenue we can in our market at this time in our partnership with MLB Media. We are the smallest media market in baseball. We never use that as an excuse. You know, we have a top 10 payroll. We have incredible fan support. We're very grateful for that. We are maximizing the very best we can get out of our current situation. Now, you mentioned the, you know, labor negotiations that are going to be coming up with a new CBA. There is a lot that goes into our long-term strategic plan around media. that I'm not at liberty to discuss publicly.
I will just say
that there are no bidders out there right now for our local media rights. You know, there was a bankruptcy with Sinclair. You know, our contract was terminated.
Yep.
That was not a decision that was, you know, ours to make. We pivoted, made the very best of the situation. The silver lining is that we've significantly increased distribution of our games, so our fans can now watch our games more places than they ever could before. You know, the three of us had a conversation about that in the wake of it happening. You know, we've had our games available via streaming in market without local market blackout, which was not something we traditionally made available. And we added an OTA package this year with 10 games where our games are on everywhere. We are ahead of budget. We're generating more revenue than we thought that we would through MLB Media, and we're doing everything we can to get every last dollar out of that. And we're going to keep doing that. And there's a lot of hope on the horizon that things could get even better, significantly better for us when it comes to media revenue. I can't discuss that right now, but there's a lot of things we're working on for the intermediate and long term that I think would really excite Padres fans. And among other things that could come together, could make the Padres even more competitive than we have been historically, even over the last 5 years, relative to all other Major League Baseball teams. So we're on it. Nobody wants it more than we do in terms of long-term stability and more revenue. But in the interim, we fight and we claw every day. We sell our own ads. You know, we took that on. We're generating every last dollar we can, and it all goes back into this team and payroll to try to win a championship.
And the banana pudding fund has got to be, I mean, at some point, it's got to be...
You and that pudding, man.
Woods really enjoyed his birthday surprise. Eric.
I did, and somebody did DM me and said, have you gotten a cut yet? I said, no, I don't need it. My cut is all the banana pudding I can eat, Eric, so I... If you tell me next year, Woodsy, we can't sign this free agent, we can't re-sign O'Hearn, I'm going to go, I don't know. We moved a lot of banana pudding out at Petco Park this year. So, you know, it just sounds like an excuse to me at this point, but we can cross that bridge when we come to it. Don't get rid of the pudding, by the way. Don't make it. It's not a one-year special. Leave them wanting more. This should be a staple like a hot dog and a Cracker Jack. I just want to get that out there while I have you.
Absolutely.
All right,
no, the banana pudding's outstanding.
That's
outstanding. You got a full batter's helmet, not the mini helmet. It's a big, but the full big helmet.
Yeah, the full giant.
Trying to get Bruce Bochy to donate a helmet for him to put the banana pudding in.
So good. Yeah. Thank you.
One last thing for me, because this is just a pure curiosity question, but it's not uncommon now to see celebrities at Padres games. Kawhi Leonard, Emma Stone, whoever. Shakira was at the game recently. How does that work when, like, a megastar wants to come to a game? Do they contact you? Do they just buy tickets on the website and you
You're
just
not a megastar. He's
know,
not going
just,
to do that. He's
I'm
not going to roll that
curious,
out for you.
Because I thought that was cool.
Ladies
when
and
I
gentlemen,
saw
sitting down the third baseline is Ben Higgins.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that was pretty cool. That actually came together last minute. So her agent reached out to us. I had her in my suite with a couple of her kids, some friends, and they had their kids with them. And they stayed at the very end of the game. It was a walk-off and extras. They were super dialed into the game. They had a blast. They were loving the Padres gear that we gave them, and she was really sweet. And just, you know, very down to earth for obviously being an international music superstar. So, yeah, her agent reached out. That's how it happened. So, Ben, if you want to have your agent reach out, we'll be waiting for the call. And
he never calls us. Yeah, our agent, we never hear from him. Kind of a waste of time.
Yeah. But on the topic of international music stars.
Yes.
Before we break for today, I want to make sure I get this one in. So Jose Iglesias, a.k.a. Candelita, is going to be playing a show with La Adictiva September 25th at Gallagher Square. So we're really excited for that. You know, he's got three songs, a couple of them that he plays with La Adictiva, obviously his big hit, OMG, that dropped last year when he was playing for the Mets. But I think Padres fans... You know, that's not to be missed. Come out September 25th to Gallagher Square to support Jose. And I think you're going to see a lot of Jose's teammates side stage there, you know, for the show as well. So it should be a really cool environment. And if you're looking for something to do on September 25th, come on down to Gallagher Square and enjoy some great music and see these guys, you know, hanging out, supporting their teammate.
Eric, very appreciated the time. I will also say my hips are very honest, just like Shakira.
Stop,
so.
Please. So sorry. Let him go.
Go home, Ben.
Got right. business to do.
Eric, good luck to the Padres the rest of the season. We always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. See you guys soon. Take care.
Eric Gripner, CEO of the San Diego Padres, with us here. That was interesting, especially what he couldn't say, but did say kind of at the end when you asked him about, you know, the potential future revenue stream that
working
could be coming.
Working on things. What are things? I like we that. Don't know.
You
know
it's can, very radio make, of him.
I can
it's
make
very
some
radio.
Hell of a tease.
I can make some guesses, but that was interesting and I think fairly positive news, you know, overall for the San Diego Padres potentially.
Yeah, it's a very radio thing to do. Or, you know, you'll see the maybe the failed radio host tweet out, big things coming soon. All right, let me know when your podcast lands, my friend.
All right, we need to take a timeout. We'll catch you up a little bit behind. Get to maybe a don't do this story or two when we come back. Keep it quick because we got Darren Smith at the bottom of the hour as well.
We'll talk about the Falcons' new quarterback, and he is an interesting one. Very, very, very interesting.
Very interesting. That's coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I want to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. It's how I lost 40 pounds in 60 days back in the summer of 2023. And the best news, kept the weight off this entire time. For 2 years, I have kept the weight off thanks to their sustainable strategies that they taught me, helped me lose the weight fast, up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of my body weight in just 60 days. It can work for you as well. It's worked for my colleagues. Chris Ella lost 37 pounds. Matt Scraby, 40 pounds. Tony Gwynn Jr. is doing the program too. I don't know how much weight he's lost, but he looks solid right now. John down the hall, John Flint, take on John. He lost 30 pounds. You can do it as well. So many tier ones have joined the SDFatLoss.com community. It's all based on real foods, not shakes or bars or mixes. There's no injections, no exercise necessary. You can find out for yourself by getting a free consultation on the website at SDFatLoss.com. If you sign up, get $200 off here in the month of August. It's just an added incentive to do something you should already be doing. Prioritize your health, lose the weight, and do it fast with SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, thanks again to Padres CEO Eric Gripner for joining us. Let's get to an abbreviated edition here of Don't Do This. It's brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info.
We'll just go really, really quickly. We have the GOAT, Darren Smith, coming up at 7:35. So Savannah CBS yesterday, the CBS affiliate, WTOC, Ben. Well, they had put up a little quick interview with Michael Penix Jr., except when they punched it up to put it on the screen, they misspelled Penix. They wrote penis, P-E-N-I-S. That's penis. Michael Penix Jr.
That's an unfortunate autocorrect, maybe?
No.
Somebody working on their iPhone?
It could be.
Autocorrect?
It could.
Yeah, maybe.
But also the X and the S
They're
are
close.
Right next to each other.
Yeah. They're close. S is above the
right
X.
Right above the X. So it could have been a slip of the finger and then not corrected on autocorrect because it is a word.
It is a word.
It's pretty embarrassing.
It stayed up, you know, the entirety of his interview. He's there talking in his little press conference there, and they put penis up there instead.
And you can, I don't know who's to blame. I know at our TV station, the reporters and the anchors, like, I put in my own graphics for the story. So I type those in myself, the names, like who they are, the identifier underneath. So those are, that's my responsibility to make sure it's accurate when it goes on the air.
So have you ever booted one?
I mean, in 20 years, yeah, there's been like a misspelling, nothing like that, but I'm like known for my accurate graphics.
You're known for it.
Yeah, I mean.
By who? It's the accurate graphic guy. Oh my God.
You're like the keynote speaker at journalism camp.
At Accurate Graphics Inc. All
right, you're making it sound more grandiose than it is.
You're making it sound.
You all know him as.
Hey. From Channel 10.
Our friend and yours.
And 97.3 The Fan, the accurate graphic king, Ben Higgins.
People in New York are like, oh my God, he's here.
He's here. The AGK. The accurate graphic king.
The producers at our station. Feel very confident that, you know, they don't have to do a lot of double checking
with you.
Of my graphics with me, because
you're known
care
for
to, yeah, and I will put typos all the time, like in my scripts when I'm reading them. I know I'm going to change that in my mind when I'm reading it. I don't care. Occasionally, no one's going to see that, but on graphics, I type it in slowly. I look at it and then I call it up to double check and verify that. Okay, is this exactly what I want to say? Now, occasionally, you are in a hurry. And you're rushing to get something on the air, and you do get a misspelling. But that also then has to be seen. Someone in the booth put that up as well. Like, does this look right? Does anyone notice that this says...
Right.
Doesn't
penis.
Say penix, it says penis.
Penis.
Like, there are people and procedures in place to catch that before it goes on the air, even if there was a misspelling or a autocorrect failure somewhere.
He's... That joke for him, he's... had that made about him 7 billion. Hey, look, it's Michael Penis. All right, I get it. My God, yeah, so close. Michael Penis, I get it. You are, yeah, as he's kind of Chris. You are more Ron Burgundy every day. You talking to the new news girl. I'm actually known for my accurate graphics here. I'm kind
remember
of
the, I didn't watch a ton of Seinfeld, but the episode where he couldn't remember the girl's name, only that it reminds.
Oh, Mulva. Yes. God, it was a female body anatomy. Mulva was so good.
Dolores!
Incredible. Incredible. Michael Penis Jr. Yeah, let's wrap it up because we got D. Smith next.
All right, and that is
sorry
just
for the quick
one quick don't do this for a Friday.
Double don't do this for you, just for the hell of it.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we get plenty of time for D. Smith, Darren Smith. We'll talk SDFC and Padres with us in his regular Friday chat coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, somebody had asked me, or somebody put in the chat yesterday, what's that water company that Woods was talking about? I don't know how you could miss it. It's Eco Water, right? I've been telling you about it for many, many years now. You hear it all over the radio station. Proud partner of 97.3 The Fan, and something that we have in our home that we use every single day. My Eco Water system is like my favorite thing in my house. And it's just incredible. So they've been doing this since 1925. That's why we trust them. It's not just about the delicious water that you get to drink from every single tap in your home that you get to shower in. It's about the hard water that's flowing through your pipes as well. If you have hard water, you know exactly. The end of your faucet is green and caked with stuff. Doesn't exist anymore when you get the Eco Water system put in your home. They really are good at this. And then your skin feels better. Your hair is softer. Your pets drink better water. Your kids are healthier. All of it. It's just next level. It is bottled quality water straight from your tap every time. So give them a call today at 760-350-3338. Have them come out, do a free in-home water test for you. You'll be amazed at what you find. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water for now just $9.95 a month. Go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925. Eco Water, your water should be perfect.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour 97 Through the Fan is brought to you by Park 101 Multi-Level Sports Bar and Restaurant at the Carlsbad Village. Park 101 Sports Bar and Restaurant in Carlsbad. Catch the game with your fellow faithful this weekend as we beat LA while sipping 22 ounces of Estrella Jalisco out of a souvenir bat. Park 101 Carlsbad Village, proud sponsor of the Padres Radio Network. All right, Darren Smith is standing by. Another big road weekend for SDFC. We'll talk Padres baseball as well. All coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Accident has cleared on northbound 805 before Market Street, so speeds are looking pretty good there. Watch out for some trash debris on the Mission Bay Drive on-ramp to southbound 5. Other than that, we're looking at a pretty problem-free ride. Except if you are heading over to Coronado, looks like you're going to have plenty of company. That bridge backed up full span at this time. Before you hit the beach, the mountains, or even the 5 this Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Coupons at SoCalOilChange.com. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And it is that time on a Friday to welcome our friend Darren Smith back here to 97.3 The Fan and Ben and Woods. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Ben Woods, Paul. How
hey, buddy.
Are we today?
We're well, we're man. Good. How about you?
Doing well. I'm just double checking to see that my name is spelled correctly.
Yes.
On the font there.
Trying to think.
No shenanigans whatsoever.
Could butcher that.
Smythe.
Yeah, Darren Smythe. Darren Smith. Yeah. More like Darren S word. We could just put
yeah,
Darren.
That's what it was when I was a kid.
Was it really?
You do have word, all the letters the in yeah. there. I never even yeah. noticed that.
Did they call you Darren S?
Correct.
No
yes.
way.
Yes, that was traumatizing. Oh. Thank you for taking me back to this really, really dark place. But yes, once kids figured that word out, that was the one that really was the most wow. common for me. Not that they were the most creative children on planet Earth, but no. yes, that was actually the one.
I mean, you literally have, at least stereotypically, whether it's statistically or not,
right.
but the most common last name possible in this country.
That's right.
You're a Smith.
Smith.
Right.
How
right.
do you feel,
Which is
how
odd
do you feel about
I don't
that?
Know anybody like named Smith.
Really?
And everybody, you know, like when you meet somebody, it seems like it's a rarely odd thing. Do you guys, there are a lot of Smiths in your
worked
ecosystem?
Worked with Steve not, Smith for 20 mine. Years. Yeah.
I know like, I know like 10 or 12 Smiths
yeah.
off the top
oh, really?
Of my head. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I my buddy Mike.
I always sat next to the Smith in class.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
You know, we always would. You know, but there was usually one or two. But outside of family, I really don't have that many of them. Steve Smith, though, like
yeah,
you said, North
love
County,
Steve
yeah,
Smith.
Former third base coach, Phillies.
And there's
oh,
a lot
go.
Of Steve Smiths, wide receiver yeah. Steve Smith all over the place. So let's yeah. talk SDFC. Another big win on the road. This team knows how to win away from home. Darren, 5 straight, going for 6 on Sunday night against San Jose. And that's really been the separator, has it not, that's put them at the top of the table in the Western Conference, these wins away from home.
Yeah, how about all of our first-place teams?
That's right.
Yeah, they have been. It's 5 in a row now, 5 on the bounce, as they say in the sport.
Didn't
yeah,
know
I mean, I think
either.
It's just the mentality. Like, there's no real reason for it. You know, like it's not like, you know, they have a home field that, you know, doesn't lend itself to the kind of results that you can get away. I think it's just a mentality, a fearless mentality of just being, you know, dialed in, being connected, really just being fearless. And, you know, that's saying something, especially when you're dealing with so many younger players. You know, we saw another debut this past week against Kansas City from Aiden Harangi, who's a 19-year-old who played 90 minutes at right back. because Oscar Verhoeven, another 19-year-old, was unavailable. So, you know, they're finding guys that are just sort of fearless, whether it's playing at home or playing 90 minutes, being a sub, being a starter, playing away. So, you know, I do think Mikey's just got them all believing that whatever it takes to win is whatever it'll take and whatever they're willing to do. So, you know, I've enjoyed it, and hopefully that continues again and we pick up number six this Sunday.
D. Smith, sitting here at 15 wins for this team is pretty staggering when you look at the record. And then you look at their, as Ben likes to talk about incessantly, their GD, their goal differential. He has told us over and over, it's the mark of a great soccer club. And theirs is 18 right now. But the team they're playing in San Jose, they can score. They've put up one fewer goal than STFC, but they give up a ton. De Los Santos?
Yeah, with the clean sheet.
He's back now.
He's back. Yeah, clean sheet last week. Helped that tremendously. But these guys can score. Tell us a little bit what you know about San Jose and what we can expect on Sunday at 4:00.
Yeah, they can score, but they give it up. You know, so I'm actually heading out here when we're done. I'm going to head out to training. And I was going to ask Mikey that exact question. You know, when you're going into a game where you're facing a team that scores almost as much as you do, right?
Yeah.
50 goals for SDFC, 49 for San Jose. Are you thinking, okay, like this is going to be one of these crazy kind of bonkers matches where we have to just go and try to, you know, outscore them? Like it's going to be like crazy 4-3, 3-2, something like that. Or, you know, is the focus on goal prevention? You know, is the goal on continuing to do what you're doing? You know, since this team gave up 4 to Houston at Snapdragon Stadium, I think that was 5 MLS matches ago. They have not given up a goal in the run of play, meaning that they've given up one on a set piece. They gave up a goal on an own goal, a penalty kick, a couple of clean sheets. So, you know, they've really been dialed in defensively. So, you know, hopefully that's going to travel with you to San Jose. But, you know, I would be looking and going, man, this team scores a bunch. They're going to want to try to just make it one of these crazy high-scoring affairs. And I think SDFC is good with that. You know, I think they're fine. You know, I think if you want to try to slow it down, SDFC will be okay. If you want to try to go goal for goal, SDFC will be okay as well. But, you know, I do look at it. I'm glad that Ben is just converted his passion for run differential into goal differential. I mean, I just feel like that's amazing, and I love everything about that. But, yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be the difference in the game upcoming this weekend. San Jose's outside looking in. You're going to see him twice here over the next 8 games. So I would think that there's probably going to be just a little bit of craziness between the two sides at some point.
Feels like a Coors Field game. Like, it feels like it could get, you know, 6-5, which would be great.
Right.
I mean, it's exciting when that happens. Yeah.
You know, they like playing these kind of games. I mean, of course, they would rather just shut you down and have another clean sheet added on to the resume. But they're not afraid. You know, they are not afraid.
They don't mind
mixing it up. If you want to go and get into stoppage time and, you know, score 96-minute winners, you know, SDFC is your team.
All right, talking to Darren Smith, let's turn our attention to the Padres. Big weekend next weekend against the Dodgers. And I'm curious, what's your now perspective on this rivalry that has intensified between the two teams? We saw things really heat up the last time the clubs faced, with the Robert Suarez, Shohei Ohtani, Fernando Tatis Jr. getting hit, Mike Schilt and Dave Roberts going at it. How much of this has kind of changed your perspective on what these two teams kind of do when they meet each other?
I don't know that it's changed anything. I mean, I think I've always, you know, been aware that, you know, Padres, it's a really, really big day. Like, if you don't wake up on days like today and it's not one of the first things that crosses your mind, you know, then you know, I guess we're just different. But, yeah, I think I feel the same. I mean, I've always known that it's really important for Padre fans when you face off against the Dodgers. And I think it's becoming more important for Dodger fans, try as they might to deny this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the whole thing about the historical rivalry and such, you know, I understand the conversation. I also understand, you know, what it's meant to baseball historically, that it's been Dodgers and Giants the same way it's been Yankees and Red Sox. But that doesn't mean that the Orioles haven't become one of the more hated teams for the Yankees over stretches of time. And it feels like we're just in one of those. So, you know, as far as it goes, just with the two sides in the present moment, yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen tonight. You know, I am. And I think it's a great opportunity for the Padres to go into Dodger Stadium. I love the way they're playing. I certainly love the way the Dodgers are playing right now, too. So, you know, I think it's a great opportunity to go in there And really, you know, you take it to them early in this one. And I keep thinking about that crowd. You know, I keep thinking about the fans that are at Dodger Stadium. All of a sudden, you might turn them against their, you know, like I think it's a, you know, it's going to be another great chapter for what it is that these two teams have done over the last couple of years. I mean, you can't see each other that many times during the regular season and the postseason and not feel like there's something extra to the games that are being played between the two sides. So, you know, it's absolutely there. And you know, I'm like truly curious as a fan. My wife's going to Vegas this weekend. So like, how lucky am I?
Oh,
I
get all the baseball solo.
I get the, I know I have like the Premier League starts today. La Liga starts today. I got SDFC on Sunday, like Dodgers Padres all week. And I'm like, yeah, she's like, Oh, I feel bad. I'm leaving for the week. I'm like, no.
No, it's great. Oh, it's not great. I'll miss you, but
Like, man, I'm just going to have television on from now until Sunday night. It's going to be fantastic. But, like, I mean, I can't wait to watch it because I, you know, I do want to see. Like when last we left off, it was people sort of, you know, grown men in baseball uniforms yelling at each other. And I'm kind of curious to see where it goes from here.
The way Fernando gets that fan base up there, too, on the road,
gets them
They lose their minds, man. Like, he'll just stick his tongue out, and they'll, like, the world will be
shakes
on fire.
His booty a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Just gets a little saucy right. out there. And again,
I do. I mean, I like that.
I do,
I
too.
Feel like, you can sense it, right? You can hear it from the media up there, like the coping of, maybe this is a good thing. No, it's not a good thing.
I saw it.
Shut up. Stop that.
I saw it.
It's not. You know it and we know it. Stop pretending.
I saw it already yesterday. The excuse campaign is rolling out. And I like Aldin Gonzalez. I do. I like Aldin Gonzalez. I think he's really good at what he does.
Right.
But I watched him be like, you know, man, when you play into October, it's, you know, you're more tired. And I'm like, none of those pitchers were even on the roster. They went out, they spent $800 billion. Like, give me a break. Right. And I said, you know, I tweeted, I said, nobody took that into consideration when they picked him to win 120 games as ESPN did. 120 games.
Best team ever. Supposed to be the best team ever.
Right.
I know.
So I
like the other one, you know, and Steve Mason's a former colleague of mine, but, and ours. And you know, he's like, well, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe this will wake them up. Maybe this has them now realizing that they need to be playing better baseball during the, I'm like, no, like maybe they just, you know, aren't as, maybe they're just not dialed in. Maybe there's something systemically wrong there. Like maybe there's something that's just off with them. So it seems like there's an awful lot of reaching. And I do. I mean, I would much rather wake up today being the Padres, not just because of the first place. Like, I would so much rather wake up today being the Padres than the Dodgers.
No
so
doubt.
I might have to eat these words, and I do.
That's fine.
I'm sure people
we've all done
this.
It.
You guys are magnets for Dodger fans. So.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Especially this guy over here.
I'm sure.
You are. So, by extension, we all are.
That's right.
Darren, that. But what, I do. I love them. I think I love their chances this weekend.
What Steve Mason said, this might wake them up, the Dodgers. And that's one thing that actually concerns me a little bit about this series. Not that they'll be woken up, but Dave Roberts, who you know as well as I have, you've interviewed him a ton of times, and you know, I don't trust him anymore. Though.
No, you can't.
I feel like if things start going poorly for the Dodgers in this series, he's going to pull something weird.
Yep.
To try to
you
get
do
his,
a great job.
He's going to pull something weird, like because he's done it a number of times now against the Padres in particular, and I feel like things could get a little out of hand, and he's not stopped at any time. Going, you know, playoffs last year with Manny and the ball, and just everything that's kind of gone on. He may use this in some surreptitious way to try to light that fire under his team.
Yeah, but you know it, and everybody listening knows it, and I know it, and Mike Schilt knows it, and Manny Machado knows it. So, you know, I think from that standpoint, there's been enough of these levers pulled by Dave over the years that it's not going to catch anybody in the visiting dugout by surprise, which is the most important thing, right? And, you know, going in there and getting the wins and winning the series and walking out of Dodger Stadium with the lead in the NL West, that's the most important thing on Sunday. I don't know, you know, this is, I mean, it's a great debate about, you know, when is the time to fight? When is the time just to put your head down and keep playing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can make the argument either way, but, you know, walking out of that stadium on Sunday night or Sunday afternoon with a lead in the NL West, to me, is the top priority.
Yep.
Not puffing your chest out, not going into the back and forth. And I don't think that the Padres will be caught by any of the shenanigans that potentially come from the Dodgers manager or the Dodgers dugout. So I feel pretty good about them in that standpoint here, that they're not going to get dragged down into whatever it is that we're all thinking the Dodgers are capable of doing this weekend.
Yeah, fool me once, fool me twice, the whole bit. Like, that, you can't play to their level. Well, not their level. They got some real pros on that team. You can't play to his level. Right. And that's
different. Yeah. By the way, you also have like five guys coming out of that bullpen that throw 100 miles per hour.
Right. So, yeah, 100%.
Maybe Shohei's like, hey,
settle down, Dave.
Last time, maybe we should just try to win the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Try to pull a bunch of BS here, because I'm the one that ended up getting hit by Robert Suarez. And since then, they've added Mason Miller, and now they've got these other dudes. So, yeah, why don't we maybe take a time out on that one?
Yep, I agree 100%. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you very much.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, D. Smith.
Great perspective, as always, from Darren Smith. Love his takes. Talking soccer, talking Padres.
Man, I'm telling you, our buddy Tommy Giannis on Twitter went out and tweeted an old hype video that he had made from years ago. And I'm talking like Austin Hedges in it, Will Myers. And of course, they had the incident with Andy Green and Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
And I forgot just how unhinged Dave Roberts was when he ran over.
It was insane.
Andy, go look at it again. Let's do it in the next break, Paul. You can run it so people on YouTube can see it. Andy had his back to him, and Dave ran up and attacked him from behind, and then they're holding Dave back. Me and you, me and you. He did the same thing to Schilt. He's unhinged. He's a travel ball coach at this point when he plays this team. It's personal. I get it. The stuff he pulled with Manny, he's trash. It's a trash move by a trash manager. So you cannot.
It worked.
It
worked for his team, and there's nothing you can do about it. Whatever psychological games he has to play with his team, he's kind of made him work at least a couple of times,
yep.
And I don't know what he's going to try, but it feels like
something.
It feels like they need to try something at this point, which is what worries me about this series just a little bit. The funny thing is,
never trust a snake, never.
There's tons of pros. Both teams are filled with pros. It's just oil and water.
Right.
I mean, the teams are oil and water.
And there's a lot of respect between those players. A lot. There's a lot of respect between
the still
players.
To come, we got Take on Woods, hour number three, next here on The Fam.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.